Joining us now on the Carolai Fifth Quarter Show is Coach Trent Moore of the Tina Avalon Dragons. Coach Moore, thanks for joining us tonight. You guys played twice this week. Last night you went to Norburn and played a very good Norburn girls team. And then Tuesday you had a huge win up at Breckenridge, a conference game for you. So talk a little bit about your game last night against Norburn.
Well, Norburn, you're absolutely right. They're a very good, very skilled, talented team. They apply a lot of ball pressure. They put you in situations you don't want to be in. They are very good. But even though we lost, I thought our girls did an exceptional job of playing hard, playing through some adversity, and I thought we got better as the night went on. I thought we got some good stuff out of the game.
And that's all you can ask for, you know, even in those games that may end up being lopsided, whether you're on the winning side or the losing side, as long as your team is getting better. Sometimes that's not easy to do. So sounds like your girls showed a lot of maturity last night in improving throughout that game. Tuesday you had a huge win at Breckenridge, a team that going into the game was ahead of you in the conference standings, I believe. So talk about your game at Breckenridge on Tuesday.
Absolutely. So our game on Tuesday, it was one of those games where it would have been easy for us to come out flat. It had been a few days since we had a game. Our practices leading up to that had gotten kind of monotonous. Not that we weren't having a lot of intensity. It's just that several practices in a row without a game, it can get a little bit difficult at times. And so I really preached to the girls that we needed to come out with a lot of intensity, a lot of passion, and a lot of just effort all the way around. And they rose to the challenge, and they brought it from the second tip all the way to the final horn. And kind of like in the Norburn game when we really still need to get stuff out of it, even though we're behind by a fair amount. I thought Tuesday was kind of the opposite, and we still got a lot out of it, even though we were ahead by a decent amount. It would have been easy to just kind of start taking some plays off and run into the motions, but we were really able to run our offense, run some different defenses, key on our assignments, and again, I thought we got better as that whole night went on.
Coach, you guys are 4-7 on the year. This is the first time that we've talked on air here on the Fifth Quarter Show. Who's leading the Dragons this year? Let the listeners know who's playing well for TA.
Yeah, well, I've got a couple juniors that play very hard, and they play very well. Haley Rucker, our point guard, she is a workhorse. She'll do anything you ask of her. I mean, she gets us through everything. She keeps everything orchestrated out there for us at all times. So, that's just one of those things that, as a coach, you can't appreciate enough. And it might go unnoticed by others, but as a coach, you definitely notice it. Samantha Runkles is another junior. She's about 6'1". She brings a lot of height, a lot of energy to the court, a lot of strength. She plays pretty well inside. And just her physicality completely changes the game for us. You can definitely tell a difference whenever she's out there. Our freshman, her sister, Katie Runkles, also. She's tall, she's strong, she's athletic, she plays hard. And those three, really, they just work hard and everybody else kind of does a good job of feeding off of them.
And, Coach, like you mentioned, you're led by a couple juniors. You don't have any seniors on the roster. You yourself are a first-year coach as well. So what I'm seeing is this is growth throughout the year.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, every single game I'm preaching that, hey, we are not far off. We have a lot of potential, and we have a lot of learning to do. Telling them not to get downhearted, not to be discouraged, but to stay positive, keep working hard, and we're going to be where we want to be just a little bit later down the road rather than right now. And I tell them all the time, too, that I don't expect them to be perfect. I don't expect perfect passes. I don't expect perfect shots every game, but I do expect perfect effort because that's what I can give to them. Because, like you said, I'm a first-year coach. I'll make mistakes, too, but I can guarantee that I will give them my best effort and do my best every night we get out there.
Well, I'm happy to have you on my staff. So next week, you guys go on the road three times, at Grundy County Tuesday, at Hardin Thursday, which is a conference game, and then at Oric on Friday. So you're going to be challenged a little bit next week, but you do have, you know, a couple days off.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we've got a big week ahead of us, but we've already been in a lot of close games. So we plan on pretty much every game from here on out, being a close one, being a dogfight, and we're looking to figure out how to come out on the right end of those.